New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. I know that cancer was just brought up a moment ago during Alley Knows the News. And just wanted to say we received some good news that Robin Quivers, who, you know, has been Howard Stern's sidekick for many years in radio, had cancer diagnosed 14 years ago. And I think originally was given a pretty negative diagnosis. A prognosis was not good. She's officially cancer-free
wow.
as of this week, which I bring up for a few reasons. I know, Allie, you've been dealing with something in your family.
My mother-in-law, yeah. And, she just got into remission.
And that's an amazing feeling as well. And, you know, my dad's been on and off with this thyroid cancer thing for a bit. And I know, you know, so many people are dealing with this in their own way, and it is nice to hear the stories where things go in the good direction, because I think it's important you have that. And so just wanted to you know, I used to work over there, you know, many years ago in New York at that station, and so sending all the positive vibes and energy in that general direction. Not that they need it, because, you know, doctors did all that for me, but it's always nice when you hear the story of things going well, because I feel like far too often you hear the sad stories of, oh man, this person didn't even know they were sick and now they're dead.
Yeah, but I know a lot of times now, I mean, it depends on the type of cancer, like, but with my mother-in-law, they had a lot of different options. They had a solid plan. They're like, we're doing this many rounds of chemo, then we're doing surgery, then we're doing more chemo, and then blah, 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 blah. It was all planned out. It all worked. And now they're even doing these, like, every 3 weeks, she's going to go in and get these 10-minute transfusions just to keep it up and keep the percentage down of recurrence, because that's the other issue. You can make it go away, but then it can kind of come back. And so it's pretty incredible what they're able to do now.
So if you are dealing with this, and probably these days you know someone either very close to you or, you know, 1 degree removed that is, it's always good to have those stories of the, you know, I know I felt the same way when Mark Hoppus was able to get through on the other side. And it felt like it was a win for all of us, because especially when it's someone that you don't necessarily know personally, like they're not a relative, but you feel like they've been a part of your, you know, upbringing, growing up, whatever, it hits you hard. And then when you hear the sadder stories, like Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
James Vanderbeek.
Right, James Vanderbeek.
When you hear the sad stories like the one I can't remember,
right.
It's very sad.
Right. I'm not good at the tributes on the bad side, but on the good side, I'm just saying it's a good thing. And maybe this is now because I apparently am inadvertently religious all of a sudden. I didn't realize that I am, but this hat that I'm wearing now, which I didn't read the words on the hat. I just saw a horse on it, and it was a black hat, and so I bought it.
It's a black hat with orange writing. Which
it says
I think
giddy
is,
up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
saddle
up.
Right, it says, it says saddle up, and I just...
Now, is this like, you know, for the ladies, saddle up kind of thing?
No, I just, to be honest...
That's how I interpret
this
it.
This big neck horse.
It's what I say every time I put a shirt on. Saddle up. I just saw the hat.
The bridle on me.
And I don't like to read, and the hat only has 5, like, words on it, and 2 of the words were saddle up. So I said, all right, it's a black hat. It's got a horse on it. I'll buy the hat. Apparently, the words underneath the horse say, we ride with the Lord.
We're following the Lord.
I can't even read it now. It's on my head.
Saddle up. We're following the Lord.
And this week, I've worn this a few times on the show, and people have been texting. I didn't realize Klein is so religious, and I didn't know what the hell people were talking about.
Where did you get the hat?
I never read the bottom of the hat either. I didn't know. I've seen you wear that hat many times. I never read the bottom.
I never read. Who's reading hats?
Most
people.
Look, if it's usually the hat, like I wear like a Dodgers hat, it's got 2 letters on it. I barely even read that one. It just says LA.
Well, this hat kind of has fine print.
Yeah. I mean, there's like some
small print at the bottom.
There's some Roman numerals on it. I don't know what those mean. This hat means nothing. It's just a black hat. That's the only reason it was a black hat. I thought it looked like you would need a new black hat because I lost the one with the tiger on it. You remember the one I wore? You guys.
Did you give it to Jamie from Gorillaz?
No, I didn't give him that hat.
That one you lost.
I just lost it. I'm really, I don't even know where it went. Maybe
it
was stolen.
That one said we following Satan.
Yeah, I wish. So now all of a sudden I've been wearing this hat around, and apparently the people that read it, I've been getting weird looks from people, but also I think I've been getting some good looks. I think like other people that are religious people, when they see someone else that's also, quote, religious, and I'm not, by the way, they think that... that we're like one and the same, and we answer to a higher authority.
Yeah, but you know, religion is making a comeback. it was dwindling and dwindling and dwindling, and now a lot more people are coming back to the Lord. So you're a trendsetter in that way. Congratulations.
I didn't mean to
God
be a trend. I didn't. Thank you. I didn't mean to be a trendsetter, and nor do I.
I think we should start the show and end the show with a prayer.
Yes. Yeah.
And now a prayer.
Gather around my children, my flock, as we say.
See,
the problem,
the flock.
I pray that we all hold hands and love each other for another.
Do a real prayer.
I don't know how to do. That's how unreligious I am.
And
I
went, Heavenly Father, blah, blah,
Heavenly
blah.
Father, art thou be I thy heaven, thy heavenly Father. Amen.
Jewish?
I went to an Episcopal school when I got thrown out of public school.
Everything.
Yeah, it's a mix of all things. Art thou nothing more than thy they? And there be nothing more than thy they tomorrow thy.
The worst Shakespeare in the park ever.
I identify as thy they.
Allie identifies as a thy they. Hey, bring in the other hat, Vanessa. This hat on my desk. Because this one I actually
did. It has the N-word on it?
It has the N-word. I've been wearing it around. I didn't realize.
I follow the slurs.
This hat, apparently now in the algorithm, they try to sell me bad hats because they know that I will buy impulsively hats without reading them. Now, this one I thought would be funny. For one of us to have to wear out in public for an entire day, I would not wear this hat. But this one, you see this one, Allie? This says
retired porn star.
Yeah, and
also has some different flags on it.
Right, this would be like this
countries.
Is like what someone would wear if they actually served our country. And I believe I bought this impulsively on Memorial Day.
Ah, cool.
But I wasn't going to wear this hat, but I thought it'd be funny if we had a bet on the show and one of us was forced. Like, Allie, if you had to go pick up your kid at school wearing this hat,
I can't do it. No, nope.
Why not?
Because I'm not retired.
Stolen valor.
I'm inaccurate.
But how funny would it be if one of us had to wear the Meta glasses for an entire day and the hat and just to watch people's reactions?
Why would we do this to ourselves?
Because it's
Did
funny.
Did you read this hat?
This one I read. Yeah, this one I read it all in two words, really. And porn star, you know, that caught my attention.
And what new looks are you going to get from the same people that gave you those looks about your hat?
They gave me the same. I thought this guy loved Christ a second ago.
But he's a retired porn star.
I think there's a lot of hat confusion that goes on these days. There really is. Because I also think a lot of people.
Well, now people are wearing hats upside down and backwards and stuff, too. And
right.
Now I'm getting so confused.
So who would like to be the first person to volunteer
not
to wear
it? Nose goes.
Not it.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny actually looks like he could be.
Johnny would, yeah.
Okay, I'm coming in.
He's not paying attention, is
no,
he?
No, he has no idea what we're doing.
Get in here, Johnny.
Johnny, you're going to wear this hat for 24 hours. But it'd be much funnier if Allie did, because Johnny, I don't think it's going to... Go ahead, Johnny, let me see what that looks like on you. In 24 hours, Johnny's going to wear the retired porn star hat.
It looks good on you.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying. I feel like Johnny's going to get laid wearing that hat. Get off the table, you're being weird. We got to take a break, and I will take you in a break with this prayer.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let me get my music on. Hold on.
Good old hands.
Are we going to drink the blood of Christ?
I wish we had some of those wafers, man. I wish we had those wafers.
Peace be with you.
The wafers
are so
good.
Oh, man, this reminds me of high school.
The problem is people that are religious don't like any sort of mockery about religion. They really hate it.
And you have to take it seriously.
But I tried to take it seriously, and now you guys said that I didn't do it right. See, okay, bye.
This is so hellish.
Once again.
Yeah, what's up with that music?
It's just like fire and brimstone.
I don't have a lot of good religious music to pick from.
Okay.
You don't have anything uplifting?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Hold on, let me find. Omar, you're the audio sniper.
Here, yeah, maybe this will work. I don't know. Let me see.
Ah, that's better. This is more for the retired porn star.
I'm sorry, that's Johnny's music. Hold on, Omar, give me your music again.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, we pray. I bought this hat off the TikTok shop. Didn't read the words on this hat, but apparently now I giddy up with God.
Yeah, baby.
So we saddle up and we ride together.
At dawn.
Into the heavens at dawn. Art thou nothing more than thou thy.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace be with you, Johnny.